Rampage.
New York to the heart, but got love for all. Lie, die in the fire where I learn the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dough. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh, damn it, we home. Heater got a... Player haters can feel the flame for my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that. But I love to succeed, see foes fall flat. Flat, like deja vu. And I got another clip down a deja crew. I said pissed out, dumb pee, ho with the pissed out. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss down. Keep them in the 50s and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me trife. Cause I'm quick to slide off, a slide this d- up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat the end. Is in the Bronx, call me Lex. Cause I push a Lex, and I rock a Rolex. And I lounge on Lex, and I love sex. And I wave some sets that be trying to flex like Dex. God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold. Ho,
New York dudes got crazy game. But out of town, out of town, it's all the same. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, crazy loop. That's because when it's beat, they ain't scared to shoot. All know how to play. Back to 600, getting crazy pay.
Every time I hear this song, I don't even think of Peter Guns as a rapper. It is a hot song. This was fire back in the day. But I think of Peter Guns on Cheaters. Peter Guns used to host Cheaters, which is the show where they have a private investigator following people who are cheating on their spouse. And then in the last segment of Cheaters, there's always a confrontation. So you have the PI following the individuals to the hotel, the motel, their office, wherever they're having sex, wherever they're having an affair. And they get all of this footage. And then it goes back to the spouse and it's like, hey, your wife's cheating, your husband's cheating, whatever's going on. And then they confront the person in the parking lot. And what's so funny is Peter Guns, when he was hosting Cheaters, Peter Guns would be a part of the confrontation. And there are several episodes where Peter Guns was actually about to get into a fight with the guy involved. Like Peter Guns, he was ready to squabble up. He wanted all the smoke. He is in the smoking section. So I just find that to be very funny. Shout out to DJ Rampage, always playing the hits like Deja Vu. Check DJ Rampage out on the Mix Show Madness podcast, which you can find on iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, pretty much everywhere you can find the Rubicon. My big bro, who just turned 51. Shout out to my big bro for his birthday. I'm gonna play some clips on the sports show from his 50th last year. We had a lot of fun, man. Ramp had me out in Flatbush at like 3 a.m. I'm like, bro, I'm too old for this. I'm a married man. I can't be out till 3-4 a.m. getting back to the hotel while the sun's coming up. I want to read this real quick. I'm going to WALB.com. 10 months ago, Raheem Cooper was on his daily route in a neighborhood where he saw an elderly woman passed out in her driveway. He jumped into action that doctors said saved her life. Now he's still delivering joy to her family, even in the midst of difficult times. On August the 12th, 78-year-old Marie Cable took a fall, which left her with brain damage, leading to numerous surgeries and hospital visits. Now she's fighting stage 4 lung cancer. Her granddaughter, Kayla Cochran, says doctors have given her only a few months to live. Since their initial encounter last year, Cooper has stayed in contact with Cable's family to get updates on her condition and stability.
I never did. I said, why you stop eating the pig?
I ain't been in a Polygynous since 1974. And if you knew what was good for you.
Look, I know what's good. I remember when you did too. I never saw you going all Muslim on.
Ain't that. But I do believe that other faiths have got the pig figured better than us AMEs. See that? If you're checking out, I might
be
able to
say about
a few words.
Oh,
I ain't got nothing to do with
radio,
that.
On
I love my PJs, but they do repeat on me.
As memory serves, you got to go with the original sauce. Not the crap and chili like you do.
Live it's from the Paragon
trash.
7
it's
Studios.
So much
the Rubicon.
And people are arguing over this and that.
One.
And that has a profound impact on your healthcare. I like to share a positive story every once in a while on the show. I think when you have someone, I'm going to assume, I didn't get the pictures, but I'm going to assume that Raheem Cooper is a black man. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that Raheem Cooper is probably he would have been a noop or an alpha. I don't know his life and where he went to school and all that stuff. But this is a young brother driving a UPS truck, working hard. I assume probably taking care of his family, taking care of business, doing what he has to do. He sees somebody passed out. This is Valdosta, Georgia, which is the heart of the South, the heart of Jim Crow. Not a place that's favorable for people named Raheem Cooper. And he helps this woman who would have died had he not helped her. You see somebody passed out. He could have just kept driving. I think UPS has some really strong restrictions on getting to your route, getting to the next package to deliver. But in a panorama of healthcare, I love stories like this because it reminds us that we're all human. We're all human beings. We're all people. We all have to love on each other. We have to respect each other. We have to look out for each other. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your age. If you see someone that's suffering, if you see someone that's in trouble, you see someone that's in need. As human beings, it's just our instinct to come to their rescue. And even after he found this woman passed out in her driveway, he's kept in touch with her and is visiting her in the hospital while she's in stage 4 cancer. And I just wanted to give a shout out and just give this young man as much press as possible. We're all in this mother bleeper together. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we stop fighting each other over identity politics and only my protected class should get healthcare benefits. And I'm only focused on what benefits my zip code, my family. And we start taking a collective approach to healthcare. What helps us all to be physically well, mentally well, spiritually well? That's when we'll actually get to the next level in this beautiful country of ours. Sirius XM, channel 141, healthcare for the
live
culture.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, the Rubicon in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 studios.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter our hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patients.
Caitlin Clark from the logo.
You know, life would be easier if I could do everything from the logo.
Allow me to assist.
Pickles. It worked. Buckets. Now that's a tomato. Sheboygan.
The answer is Sheboygan.
The match. P-E-Z-O-L.
Bottom row.
From the logo.
State Farm with the assist.
I never did. I said, why you stop eating the pig?
I ain't been in a Polack Johnny since 1974. And if you knew what was good for you.
Look, I know what's good. I remember when you did, too. I never saw you going all Muslim.
Ain't that. But I do believe that other faiths have got the pig figured better than us AMEs. See that? If you're checking out, I might feel the need to say a few words.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I love my PJs, but they do repeat on me.
As memory serves, you gotta go with the original sauce, not the kraut and chili like you do.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 studios. Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be.
Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.